Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We wanted to welcome you to the first, what we hope to have, God willing, annual West Coast School of the Prophets. And we are very thrilled to have Brother Roger with us this weekend. And does everybody have a schedule for the weekend? We've only made enough copies for each of you to have one, so this is the only one you're going to get, so keep it handy, all right? There's not a lot of rules for the weekend for us because we're all young men. We're all responsible. But we do have a tight schedule, so we're going to try and stick to it for the rest of the weekend, all right? So just keep that in mind, and we are going to... I'll have some announcements after Roger does some introductory things, but to get started, we're just going to open with prayer, and then Brother Roger's going to come forward and sort of set the tone for the for our weekend together. All right, so if you'll please stand, we'll open in prayer. Almighty God, our loving Heavenly Father, we have assembled here this weekend that we might learn to apply ourselves to thy word. And we seek thy blessing, Heavenly Father, in this effort. We would ask that you would help us to be good students of thy word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our lives and for the hope we live with. We thank you for the truth that's being entrusted to us. And we ask that you would help us to be responsible with this responsibility. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us so that we might be able to speak a word in season to those who are weary, and that we might be prepared always to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. We thank you for each other. We thank you for this weekend. And we thank you for thy wonderful word of truth. And we seek thy blessing now in the name of thy Son, even the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. Okay, Brother Roger, we'll have you come forward now.
Well, thanks, Brother Tony, and good afternoon and welcome. Ben, he's looking tired already. It must be this thin mountain air. Obviously, as you can see from the tables, we're not at full complement yet, so there's a number still to arrive. But hopefully by the time we start our session this afternoon, we'll be pretty well running at full complement. I just wanted to walk you through the program. So if you have got this here, all I'm going to do right now is just to talk about what we hope to cover in the sessions, and one or two other things in terms of objectives of the weekend as we go along. And obviously the title, How to Master the Secrets of Bible Study, has been very much the spirit of the School of the Prophets, wherever it's been held. We've been running Schools of the Prophets in New Zealand now for probably 10 to 12 years. I think the first one was run about 10 to 12 years ago, and slightly before then in Australia. So they're certainly well established under, you know, down under on our side of the world, or up depending on where your view of New Zealand is. And one of the things about it is that it's a fantastic opportunity to come together and have some really intensive Bible study and to get focused. And I think that for many of the young brethren that have been to Schools of the Prophets, they would look back over the years of what they've studied and what they've looked at and feel that it's been a huge influence for good at spiritually vitalizing them. And the other benefit that it's brought over the years of the brethren that have come to ours, Nathan, for example, started ours when he was, how old would you have been for the first one? Can you remember? Probably 15 or 16, but he's been going ever since. And what happens is that a group come together like this, you discuss the scriptures in a number of different details, and year by year, you add further layers of biblical knowledge, which you've talked about together. And what that means is that suddenly you find you're developing a network of brothers that you can talk to about the truth. You're on the same wavelength. You've learned the same principles of Bible reasoning. You've discussed a number of critical Bible subjects together. You have a similar set of principles in terms of your biblical approach to ecclesial life and to family life. And those contacts, that network that you build, is hugely helpful to your spiritual growth for the rest of your life. And you'll be both surprised and delighted to find that you will grow up together and know that wherever you meet those people at Bible schools or other camps, that you can sit down, even if you haven't met one another for several years, and next minute your Bible's open, you're at it hammer and tongs because, well, you've been at the School of the Prophets together. It's a fantastic thing. And I believe that why that's so crucial is that as life goes on and the ecclesia comes more and more under threat in terms of humanistic thinking, we're going to come to that in one of our sessions, what the ecclesial world needs everywhere is brethren who are absolutely rock solid in terms of their biblical principles and know where they're going. Because if you don't, the truth will be lost. And by the way, I don't think that's an overly dramatic statement. I believe that wherever we go in the ecclesial world, the truth is potentially in danger of being lost, and largely because of humanism. It won't be lost deliberately, it won't be lost intentionally, it won't be lost because anyone decided to abandon the truth, it will be lost incrementally, gradually, by stages, because biblical reasoning disappeared out of ecclesial life. And the only thing that will stop that are committed, zealous, enthusiastic Bible students dotted across the ecclesial landscape, who network with each other, who talk with each other, and who can help to preserve that heritage of the truth. So just coming to the program, let's have a look at what we're going to cover in terms of our weekend together. Now, by the way, the format is as follows. There's going to be some sessions which are what I'd call straight studies. I'm going to stand up here for 60 minutes or 90 minutes and pound you. So I'm going to say, get your paper and pencil out and get ready, because you ought to take notes, because we're going to go lickety-split to try and get through some information. And then there's going to be others where we're going to do what we call case studies. Those case studies are marked in red. And so each of the case studies is designed to be of assistance for that particular topic that we're looking at. And then lastly, we're going to have workshop sessions where we're going to break into smaller workshop groups and work on a specific topic. And then we're going to bring the results of that workshop back to the whiteboard here, and we'll probably appoint a scribe to put up the results of those whiteboard sessions. And I think that you'll find those, if you've never done those before, you'll find them really, really interesting. Because what this is really about is iron striking iron. And all of a sudden, as minds start focusing together on biblical principles applied to a biblical problem, and the results put on the whiteboard, you think, yes, that's the answer. Why didn't I think of that? And you reach this biblical conclusion that you feel absolutely satisfied and thrilled with. And by the time you've done that a handful of times here at the School of the Prophets, what I'm hoping is that you'll go away thinking, we've developed a skill here of how to approach issues in life. Well, that very much is how this starts, because you'll notice that this afternoon at 4:30, if I can get my notes finished, there's a session on how to appreciate the purpose and practice of Bible study. And that's obviously where we need to start, at the very beginning. What's it all about? Why would we even be studying at all? Why study the Bible at all? What really is the value and importance of doing that? And we want to establish that so that we've got a clear foundation moving forward. And then in the session tonight, we're going to split that into two, as you'll see, two 45-minute slots. The first dealing with different types and methods of Bible study, because I'm going to suggest to you that a good Bible student learns to develop the skill of tackling different types of Bible study so that spiritually you're more rounded. One of the great dangers with Bible study is that you hive off into a particular area that you like and you never do any other type of study than that. So by the time we come to that session tonight, we're going to look at how to broaden out our thinking and our approach to Bible study into a wider set of things. And then the example study, moving on from that, is going to take one of those types of study and say, well, here's a 45-minute case study on one of those so that you can see it illustrated. Now, tonight at 9:15, in case you think you get off at supper time, what do you call, by the way, evening meal, dinner? You call it dinner here in the States, that's okay. What do you call if you have coffee at 9 o'clock at night? What's that? Just coffee. It's logical. We'd call it supper, so whatever you call it. At that time, But in a more relaxed way, what we're going to do tonight is to have a session called How to Become an Excellent Bible Reader. Because one of the things we're going to talk about in our studies this afternoon and tonight is that a great deal of good Bible study is based on good Bible reading. So at some stage this afternoon, probably by the end of the session and before dinner, I'm going to hand out each person a Bible passage for you to read at coffee tonight. And you're going to come up the front, and you're going to stand at the lectern, and you're going to read just a few verses of Scripture. But you're going to read it with all the passion and zeal and fervency that you can muster to give the sense of that reading. And then, horror of horrors, the whole group is going to critique you. But we're going to do that positively, because what we're going to talk about is how good emphasis can bring the record to life. And you'll see the power of good Bible reading in action. And I hope that what you'll also find by that little case study tonight of Bible reading is you'll go away encouraged to be a more careful and a more emphatic reader of the Scriptures yourself, both at home and in ecclesial life. So get ready, because you're going to be given a slip this afternoon. All right? They'll be handed out completely at random. You've got to make the best of that passage that I will personally select for you. Now, coming to tomorrow then, which is Saturday, in the first session, we're going to look at how to develop the skill of a contextual scholar. And we're going to cram what was normally an hour's slot into 30 minutes. I'm just going to give you the essential details of that. And then we're going to follow that again with a case study of a biblical problem. What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? It's one of those sort of, debated issues in the Brotherhood. We're going to show how that contextual study is the right approach to solve these sorts of problems in the Bible. So we're going to have a case study to show that in that session, the first session in the morning. And then the 11 o'clock session, session four, how to learn the secret of sound reasoning by Bible principles, we're going to start by having 60 minutes on postmodernism. Hands up those that both have heard of and know what postmodernism is. Okay, so one. So that's great. That means that I'm going to be speaking mostly to people that don't know, which means you'll learn something. And I hope that by the end of that session, you'll be feeling a little bit spooked as to the world that you're living in and how insidious it will be and is being in our community right now as we speak. And as the counterbalance to that spirit of postmodernism, we're then going to have a workshop on how to learn the secret of sound reasoning by Bible principles. And it's so important that that's going to flow through into the afternoon session at 3:45. We're going to finish the workshop, and then we're going to spend a full hour bringing everybody back to put the results on the whiteboard so that you can see. But I hope you'll find that a really stimulating session in terms of just being surprised, actually, at what you can do once you put your mind to it biblically. After dinner that night on Saturday, how to obtain pleasure and profit from the daily readings. And I think that's a very helpful thing, because especially for Bible students, the daily readings should be part of your core spiritual activities. So we want to get some enjoyment out of that session, followed by a Bible marking workshop. Reason for that is I think one of the best things that families can do when they do their readings is to do Bible marking on the spot. So you find something interesting, you say, okay, this is obviously for older children, it's not going to work for 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, but when your children are old enough, right, let's mark that in our margins right now so that our family Bible readings become Bible marking sessions as well. And then that night, after that, which is back to coffee time, we're going to start one of two sessions on how to construct a Bible study. In fact, what I'm going to do is do a study and then deconstruct it. So I'm going to walk you through a study on both Saturday night and Sunday night. The question is, who or what was the comforter? By the way, you ever heard of the comforter? Okay, where does the word comforter turn up, by the way? It's in John 14, 15 and 16. So it's a study on that question. Who or what is the comforter of John 14, 15, 16? Again, contextual scholarship, of course. But what we're going to do is give the study. But as we do that, we're going to take our time to do it over two nights. We're going to deconstruct it in the sense of saying, so how did we get here? How did we arrive at this conclusion? How did we put this together then in terms of structuring the talk? What was the process we followed to get to the presentation of that study? And I hope that as a result of that, you'll find that that's a helpful illustration on how to actually construct Bible studies. Because one of the things is, it's one thing to do Bible study, it's quite another thing to give a Bible talk. The two are not the same. And sometimes people stand up and they've got a power of Bible study and they stand up at the lectern and they go and they shoot machine gun bullets for the next 60 minutes in no particular order. And everyone feels battered and bruised and excited but bewildered because there was no structure to the information that they'd gathered. So Bible talks are something different to Bible study. And if we want to communicate effectively what we've studied for the conviction and development of other people, then we need to know how to construct good Bible talks. Okay, so Sunday, session 6 in the morning. A double whammy of 45 minutes each on how to prepare a personal Bible study program, because we want you to go away with some thoughts already prepared for that, and also how to build a really sensational Bible study library. How are you going to do that? And what should you have in it? I'm going to start with your first 40 Christadelphian books that you should have read of the works of the truth, just the first 40, because there's a heap more than that to read, and the first 80 books that you ought to have in your library if you're going to be a serious Bible scholar, and some more stuff beyond that. So we'll come to that, of course, on Sunday morning. And then for the memorial meeting, the exhortation will be on how Christ understood and used the scriptures. We're dealing with the role model of all here, the man who was the Word made flesh. So we're kind of going to come to the heart of the matter in our memorial meeting. Then in the afternoon, how to guard the heritage of the truth. Just a 30-minute burst about what is the heritage of the truth. What is it that we're supposed to be guarding? Have you thought that there might be a heritage to the truth and that you might be responsible for guarding it? And then a 60-minute question session to say, okay, well then let's talk about anything now in terms of issues of the truth, including the heritage of the truth, but anything else you might want to throw into the pot. So if you've got curly questions, that's the time to keep them for, is Sunday, October the 12th, the open question session in the afternoon. So if a question crops up during the weekend, jot it down and keep it till then. Actually, I might not say that. I probably would prefer, if you've got a curly question, to write it out and give it to me before then, so I've got the chance to look at it, but we'll naturally take questions at the time as well. Then at 6:30 on the Sunday, how to value and benefit from the Bible expositions of the pioneers. I'm just going to talk briefly about the benefit of the pioneer writings, and then I'm going to give you a case study. And the case study is the abomination of desolation of the book of Daniel. Why exactly did God allow it to stand? And I'm going to show you how that I did a talk recently on this, and the whole key to the talk was one single passage by Brother Thomas in a book that triggered a whole cascade of thoughts of the benefit of the pioneer writings. So we'll come back to that in that session. And then the second session on the comfort of that night, leading to our closing sessions on Monday before we pack up and go home. The first at 9:15 on how to manage time and set effective spiritual goals. And the reason why I've put that down, I'll come back to that. Session 10, how to be inspired to emulate famous Bible students. And what we hope to do there is to look at something in the scripture where a Bible student was inspired by a Bible student who was inspired by a Bible student who was inspired by a Bible student. And to show how that people in the Bible did this as well. We need to be inspired by biblical characters, but when we go back to the Bible record, you'll find that they inspired each other as well. So we're only following on from what happened in biblical times when we take our role models and our spiritual inspiration from characters of the past. And then coming back to session 9, I believe that this is one of the greatest challenges that you and I are going to face and do face. Time. We live in huge time-pressured environments. And the critical problem, I think, for Bible students today is how on earth do you manage your time? And so we're going to talk about some thoughts about time management at a very practical level that we might use to help us in accomplishing our spiritual objectives in life. So that's the run-through of the sessions. As they say, we hope that you come thirsty and that you go away drowned. And so, as we've said, remember, this is a relaxed format. If you've got questions, feel free to fire them at me from the floor at any time. If I think it would be better to defer the question till later, I'll tell you, but if it's appropriate to answer it on the spot, then we'll do so as we're flowing through the sessions. Any questions at all? Great. Have you all got pencil and paper? Good. You'll need it. Until 4:30.
Okay, does it sound like a good weekend?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. So here's what we're gonna do now. It's 2:30, our first proper session starts at 4:30. The rooms are now available for you to go in and put your stuff away and get settled. After you've done that, then if you guys wanna play foosball or you wanna take a walk, or we've got some sports equipment, some balls, you could take them up and throw the ball around. They have a sports area up here, just sort of, you know, enjoy yourselves. And tomorrow and Sunday we'll do more of an organized sporting event. Okay, so that's what we'll do until 4:30. Just everybody be back ready to go right at 4:30. All right, for the next session. Okay.